Officer Brown, how do you do?
Day's work, man. Any cop would have done the same. Brain.
Having another hero cop dream, Uncle John.
Every time I close my eyes, oh, school.
Fine. Don't forget, tomorrow's the day parents come and talk about their careers.
Oh, well, I might have to work. Do you want me to ask off?
Oh, no, that's okay. Parents come to school. Whose idea was that anyway?
But if it's important to you, Penny.
Did the letter come?
Letter? Well, what letter? I don't... Oh, yes. They said 2 years as a security guard isn't enough experience to be a cop.
Uncle John, I'm sorry.
Me too. Well, I can still secure and protect. Just think I could do so much more good as a cop.
Hey, wait a minute. Tomorrow's your day off.
Oh, well... Look, I know that Nicole's dad is a lawyer and Kim's dad is a dentist, and I just didn't want to embarrass you with your friends. I only have that badge.
Uncle John, it's not the badge. It's the heart behind it. I'm very proud of you.
Fingers crossed. This chip is going to make the whole gadget project work. Dad, concentrate. Try to move the foot.
All right. Kick the ball. Nothing. I'm hungry.
Okay, all right. I'll go get us some dinner, but then we keep going.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll call the guardhouse so they don't search the delivery guy again.
Hello, Antonio? Yeah, it's Brenda.
No, foot's still not moving.
Dad, you keep thinking about that foot. Yep, the usual.
Tap your foot again.
What?
It's weird.
What were you thinking about?
I was thinking about how much you remind me of your mother.
Wait a second. Wait a second. That's it. It's animated by will, not by thought. By your heart, not your head. Come on, try it again. Do it again.
We did it! We moved the foot!
Brenda Bradford. She's so beautiful. Wowzer.
What?
Oh, nothing. I was just talking to myself. Roma, how do I look?
Like a geek from Kansas who became a security guard.
Brenda Bradford. Good evening, young lady. It's been a while.
Dr. Bradford.
Mm-hmm. Yes?
Hi.
Hi.
I borrowed a book from your dad.
You did?
Power Learning Through Speed Study.
Oh.
Oh, it took me forever to get through it. But I really think it's going to pay off, though. I just applied to the Riverton Police Force.
Yeah?
It's what I've always wanted to do. Help people, that is.
I gotta...
Dr. Bradford is out of the lab and we can go in.
Sykes, release the remote control valve.
Nice stars.
Yeah? Which ones?
Just meant the whole... All of them.
Oh, I thought you meant a specific cluster. I always take everything so literally.
So do I.
Yeah? I forgot my keys.
Sorry.
Okay.
Good night now.
Night.
Well, I'll just stay here then and secure the parking lot.
Concentrate, you twit.
Guy speeding. 10 miles an hour in the parking lot, buddy!
No. Straight ahead. No.
What was that?
We have an intruder on the premises. A black van.
Where?
Try that big hole in the wall.
Brenda.
Hello, Artemis. I'll take that.
No, wait! No! Not just a moment!
I have a dirt shape, Professor.
Uh-oh! Someone's gonna blame the old lady!
Slippy, let's go.
Dr. Bradford, I won't rest until I find whoever's responsible. Justice will be served.
Brown, where are you going?
To catch the bad guys. Stand back, Elma.
This isn't going to end well. You're not on duty, Brown.
I'm always on duty.
We've been chased by the hatchback squad.
Hey, I have a hatchback.
Now you've crossed the line. Pull over, you!
Stop the car, Sykes. I want to enjoy this.
Oh!
Uh-oh. Attention! Driver of the wrecked limo attached to the Yahoo billboard. This is Security Officer John Brown. Please step out of the vehicle immediately or else.
Fine work, Mr. Security Guard. You got me. Here. Have a victory cigar.
No thanks.
Remember, smoking kills.
I don't smoke.
Oh, really? You will now.
Oh, boy.
John Brown?
He's in there.
Uncle John? Please wake up. I know you can hear me. Look who I brought to visit.
Look! It's Brain. He came to see you.
Okay, no, not in his mouth, Brain. No, no, okay, stop.
We're looking at extensive tissue damage, 44 fractures, a major concussion, all coupled with extensive internal trauma.
This man tried to save my father. He risked his life to protect our work.
We've done all we can.
Not yet, we haven't.
Mayor's coming through. Clear the way.
Dr. Bradford!
The rule, people. Clear for the mayor.
Dr. Bradford. Both I and Police Chief Quimby here are very sorry to hear about your father. He was a good man.
Oh, did you know him?
No, I didn't. So, how soon can you finish the gadget project,
I'm sure that he would have wanted me to finish it as soon as possible.
With the English patient there?
That's enough, Quimby.
Oh, sorry. It just doesn't look like you got off to a real good start there.
So, how can you be so sure that this is the proper subject,
Dad told me that I would know when the right man came along. John Brown's the right man.
Oh. That's good enough for me. Let's go.
Change off. Ready and ready!
It's a thing of beauty, Quimby. The future of law enforcement reborn before our very eyes.
Yeah, Columbo, Nintendo, all rolled into one.
He'll make you obsolete. No overtime, no hazard pay, no blue flu. And he won't call me Evil Gidget behind my back. Oh, by the way, what did we have in the Artemis Bradford murder,
Well, we got a limo with no license, and we got some scrap metal from whatever it was that broke into the lab.
Do we at least know what was stolen?
According to Dr. Bradford, a robotic foot.
Robotic foot.
A robotic foot? What kind of a cyber freak are we dealing with?
Not bad, Kramer. Not bad at all. It's got a sort of postmodern Captain Hook kind of feel to it. And very diabolical. I deserve a dashing appellation.
Dashing appellation? What is that, a hillbilly with a tuxedo?
No, you idiot!
No!
It's a nickname. One that will send my enemies cowering in fear. Too bad Hook is taken, huh?
How about Captain Claw?
Oh. No.
Or Santa Claw.
Just Claw. One word. Like Madonna.
Well, anywho, Captain Sir Mr. Claw, I know how much you like to maintain an active lifestyle, so I have managed to design a few interchangeable options. Hi.
Oh, very clever, Kramer.
Oh. Very clever.
Very clever indeed.
Well, first we have the opera hand for those special nights out. And I know how much You enjoy Japanese food, so I made you a sushi hand. See there? Tasty. Also, I don't remember if you enjoyed that medieval fare, but...
Kramer, that's enough.
Sykes, bring on the foot.
Oh, oops.
To be ill, and I can't seem to remember anything.
You may not remember very much right now. You suffered a pretty major concussion in the explosion.
What happened?
You've just come out of a very long recovery. You are now a sophisticated network of tissue hardware and software.
No! I gotta get out of here.
Oh, Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown, no, come back here. We're gonna go in. Look, Mr. Brown, I know that this is all new for you. And it must feel strange. You will adjust.
My head is very heavy.
Oh, don't worry. That's easy to fix.
I don't want to be like this. I don't understand. What happened to me?
John, we saved your life.
I'm not me anymore. I'm a hardware store.
This is a huge opportunity. You were designed as the first prototype cyber police officer for the Riverton Police Department. You said yourself you wanted to help people. This is your chance.
I do want to help people.
I know.
Boy!
Oh. I'll be with you every step of the way.
Okay. I'd shake your hand, but you might lose an eye.
An android of this quality could have a myriad of uses. Shock troops, kamikaze pilots, hitmen.
International rescue workers, teachers.
Oh, yes, I was getting to them. Well, let's see him in action, huh?
Okay.
Oh, strap myself in. Okay, turn me on, Kramer.
Move, darn you, move! Lemon.
Thank you for that, Sykes.
You put it on. Come on. What can he do it?
Oh, he's capable of intelligent thought. That's useful to me. Now, strip him in. Perhaps if we give him maximum voltage.
Yeah, that might work.
Something got left behind. What does Brenda have that I don't?
Now this is the single most important component, the neuron synapse amplifier. It's a high-powered processor chip that increases the charge in the human brainwave enough to move the machinery that's now built into your body. Without this chip, the most powerful robotics chip in the world, your body couldn't possibly function. Any more questions?
Nope. I'm fine. This just takes a little getting used to, you know?
Good. Then I will just give you your manual to study. Volume 1.
Mm-hmm. Looks like the usual stuff. Extendo legs. Helicopter hat. Guess I'm all set then.
Right. Oh, there's one more thing. I almost forgot. It's important. Your new wardrobe.
Gadget suit.
Okay, so if you want to operate one of your gadgets, you simply say, go, go, gadget, and then you name the device.
Well, couldn't I say something more official, like, in the name of justice?
Well, you could, but it wouldn't work.
But go, go, gadget, it sounds so...
My father designed the program, and he...
Oh, it's go, go, gadget. I really like it.
Okay. Good. I'm glad. So, okay, let's say there were two guys trying to rob a jewelry store, and you wanted to trip them up. What would you do?
Okay, let me think. Go, go, gadget oil slick.
That's not oil, it's toothpaste! Say, go, go, gadget, stop!
Go, go, stop!
We're gonna need some more work with you.
Try to visualize your goal. Concentrate. Put all other things out of your head except obtaining the balls.
Okay.
He's just like that $6 million man.
I guess $6 million doesn't buy what it used to.
Excuse me.
He's a man, you know. He's a monster.
I've got something special to show you. Ta-da! The Gadget-mobile.
Well.
For you. I made it myself.
You made me a car? The only thing anybody's ever made me before is a sweater.
All right, now, it may look simple, but this thing has just about as many factory extras as you do. Come on, get in there.
Oh.
Where's the code? Okay.
Gosh, she's incredible.
Oh, it's a he.
Excuse me?
You'll see. Okay, now it has voice activation, ejection seat, a power-assisted metamorphic camouflage system, a cardio-homing device, then there's a periscope, a can...
Dr. Bradford, there's something I just have to ask you.
Oh, just say, go-go Gadgetmobile.
Yes, but will you... Go-go Gadgetmobile?
Good morning, Riverton! Hey, who's in the car? I work alone. Hey, before we hit the road, I gotta tell you something. Duck!
I don't think the car likes me!
Who are you calling car? I'm a crime fighting machine. Watch this. That's sir. Haven't you fallen out yet?
Oh, sir, I haven't.
Who are you, rookie?
I'm Officer John Brown, and you're exceeding the speed limit.
limits are for cars, not the gadget mobile.
Are you talking to me?
Speaking of breaking the law, who's not wearing a seatbelt? Gotta wear the seatbelt, baby. It's a Disney movie. Now, I'm going to fight me some crime.
Woo!
More Batman!
Can you slow down, please? I get car sick.
Well, you know what makes me people sick? A rookie thinking he's good enough for Dr. B.
Not that it's any of your business, but what makes you think I was putting the moves on Dr. Bradford?
Hey, out that heat, Simpson! And I know what you were thinking when Dr. B gave you that smile. Now look here, come clean with me, or I'm gonna bounce you right out of here.
I can assure you, my only interest in Dr. Bradford is professional.
Professional, huh? Well, good. Keep it that way. And that's an order. You got it?
I'm the inspector. You're the cop.
I tell you what you are. You don't make me go Delahoy on you.
Either an off button or something, a mute.
Oh. Sorry, sir. Don't push my buttons without reading the manual. Ooh. Watch out there now.
Whoa!
Ha ha! Oh, man, I got a June bug in my grill.
Shouldn't we be working together?
Help me, people!
Why didn't you say so?
Yo, Cluso, 9 o'clock. Left, you idiot!
Over the lock. Shut up and let me go, please, thank you. You want to do it?
Very observant, Gadgetmobile.
Time to do some good.
I got it. You want to do it?
Lost your keys, fellas?
Keys. Yeah, keys.
Allow me to help.
Oh, Say bye-bye to the rookie.
Here, this ought to do it.
Thanks. Yo, check out the bowling shirt.
I'm a bowler myself. You work at the prison?
Yeah. Work at the prison.
I'll be getting into a law enforcement bowling league, too. There you are.
We'll see.
Drive careful.
That's it. I can't take it anymore. Step away from the Viper.
Hey, what's the big idea?
Open your eyes. We got us a couple of jailbreakers.
Well, then we should inform the prison guard.
Wait a minute. Let's split up. I'll go after them, and you say 10-4.
10-4. Go, Gadget. Coil. Skates. I meant skates.
Come here, Carl Lewis.
Forward.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Go, forward, please.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Halt!
Hello. Sit back and enjoy the bar. Hey, you'll be looking at it for the next 20 years.
Uh-oh. Oh, gosh. Go, Gadget!
The Riverton Police Department has a new cop on the beat. Here's Tara with the story.
In an incredible display of courage, Riverton's first cyber crime fighter heroically apprehended two escaped convicts this afternoon in the downtown area. The soon-to-be inspector will be inducted into the Riverton Police Department at a gala event tomorrow night.
Why, it's that annoying little security guard from the Institute.
Riverton's much-admired budget surplus to fund an...
So he's the lucky duck they plucked for the gadget program. Irony abounds.
That's my cooler. Give me that. Sykes!
Get my tuxedo ready. Tomorrow promises to be quite an evening.
So, anyone special going tonight?
Well, the mayor, the governor.
Any doctors?
Doctors?
You know, female doctors. Very attractive female doctors.
Bowser.
Is it that obvious?
Come on, Uncle John. You just need to loosen up. Be cool.
You've been talking to my car?
What?
You'll see.
Wrong finger.
Careful. Excuse me, Inspector. May I have this down?
Oh, why, sure, yeah. Yeah, you betcha. Here. Let's see if I still know how to do this.
Not bad, John Brown.
May I cut in? Hello. San Francisco Lakes. We were at Harvard together.
We were?
Oh, you don't recognize me. That's because I've changed. I was obese. Maybe you remember me better like this.
Yes! Wow! Well, it's nice to see you again.
Here you go.
You look different.
Well, I'll go get us some champagne.
Great idea.
Three flutes of bubbly, please, Mr. Gizmo. We'll be right here. You know, Brenda, I'm not at all surprised you became such a renowned scientist. You were always the most brilliant one in the school.
No, I was a hard worker.
Oh, I remember. I used to watch the way you wrinkled your little nose, concentrating on your calculations.
You did?
You took my breath away.
I did.
Brenda, dance with me. You remind me of the little thing Fancy once said.
Tell me, Brenda, what will you do now that the gadget program is completed? You're done with the gadget thing. Come and join me at Skolix Industries.
Ahem. I can only carry two glasses.
Oh. A bientôt, ma chérie.
John, he just offered me a job. He said that I would have unlimited funding, my own lab, and complete control of all my research.
But what about your other research? The gadget program. Are you sure you've worked out all the bugs?
Well,
Oh, how touching. The creator and the creation. Excuse me, Inspector, but the press would like to take some photos of us with our boys in blue. Let's go. Photo op! Okay, come on.
Get all ready, right, boys. Fellas. Here's a dynamic duo.
The camera is your friend.
Get a big smile.
Gee, if you don't mind my asking, when do I get started on my big case?
Oh, soon enough, Gadget. I have a few assignments for you to cut your teeth on first.
I've got to talk to the chief. The trouble is, he's not taking me seriously.
Oh, boo-hoo-hoo, rookie. Nobody likes a whiner. Now, what are you going to do about it?
Ready to get tough. Real tough.
Gadget.
Hey, that's
your new
partner,
Gadget. What you got?
You're a real villain, huh?
Well,
Inspector Gadget reporting, sir. With the 13th, that's a baker's dozen, Kit and I pulled out of a tree this week.
So?
Permission to speak freely, sir.
No. Well, if you're going to pout.
Thank you, sir. What I want to say is that while I appreciate Cute and Fluffy as much as the next officer, I fear that the Kitten Rescue Patrol is a misuse of my capabilities.
Hmm.
You know, I don't get it, Gadget. Every time
I won't be happy until I've brought the murderers of Artemis Bradford to justice.
Wow. And I won't be happy until you're off the force and being sold piece by piece at some garage sale.
I want that case, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what the problem is. See, the Bradford case requires real police work. And the fact is, you're not a real police inspector. You are not a real policeman. You are just a publicity stunt that we have to put up with. So, why don't you just about face and get out of my office?
Okie doke, sir. I've pretty much completed Prometheus per your specifications, and I must say the likeness is really quite convincing.
Good. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, Kramer.
Isn't that Dr. Brenda Bradford's private data?
Oh, yes.
I tapped into her files and stole her research.
Well, why would you do that?
Why would you do that? Why would you...
Kramer, don't look so nonplussed.
Now that Dr. Bradford is part of the Skolex team, we share everything. Or at least we will.
Oh, well, I think sharing files is a great way to bring the company together. You know, make sure we're all singing off the same song sheet. So
imagine my relief to have your support.
Anyway, sir, like I said, without the chip, I don't think... Oh, so you made the chip.
Hey, that looks just like the guy we almost killed.
Oh, well, I didn't hear that.
Chips ahoy. Wow.
Oh, sweet glory.
Good morning, Robo Gadget. You have just been animated by the most complex computer technology in the world. What are you going to do now?
I'm going to kick some butt.
Very saucy. Wow.
It looks so real.
Oh, Robo, nothing can stop us now.
Gotta make my own case. Bradford. Go Gadget magnifying glass. Increase magnification. Increase magnification. C. Go Spanish translation.
C means yes.
I knew it.
Inspector Gadget! Can I have your autograph?
Got any money? So I'll rule out the Spanish. But what else could S.I. stand for? Space invaders?
Nah.
Scuba instructor?
No.
Hey, how about super idiot?
Oh, that's not it.
Uncle John, I love you, but I think you have a loose wire. Oh, what about that?
Skolex Industries.
Hello! Finally, there's a detective in the house.
Wait a minute. If Skolex stole the foot, then Skolex murdered Dr. Oh, no. Brenda.
Time to work. Can you find the Skolex building from here? Or should I call the police?
I am the police.
Hey, wait. What about me?
You're smarter than he is. Stay in the car. I don't mind babysitting you, Penny, but please tell the Beagle that that's an armrest, not a chew toy.
Inspector Gadget apparently has gone berserk in the downtown Riverton area. Eyewitnesses told me that he was laughing while he maliciously stacked these four cars.
What's going on?
Other reports indicate that he's already caused a major traffic accident, destroyed private property, and set fire to an elderly man's beard.
Go-Go Gadget grappling hook.
It's not safe here. Skolex
is a liar and a thief, and we'll let you say he's not a very good guy.
Go home! Lock your doors!
Stay alive!
Whatever happens,
I will find you.
Oh, too far.
Built me to your specifications.
You're me.
Oh, we are like totally twins. You must be Brenda. Sandy was right. I'm you, only prettier. We probably share brainwaves. Are you thinking about gelato right now? Because I am. I gotta go find John.
Oh, don't you want to hang out?
You blew up me and my Chevette. And I really like that car.
Well, you crushed my hand. I really like that hand. So go, get over it.
I don't know what you're up to, Skolex, but you'll never get away with it.
Oh, how cliche, Inspector. I think somebody's been watching too many Saturday morning cartoons.
Huh.
Unfortunately, Gadget, in the real world,
evil quite often prevails. Afraid so. Pull him up.
Now, look how your replacement is helping people to cross the street.
Hey, he looks just like me.
I don't get it.
Why would you do this?
To make teachers!
Shut up!
No!
I'll tell you why. To make techno warriors that never get tired, never get hungry, and never say no. Every army in the world will be made up of my creations. Imagine the confusion, Gadget, huh? Imagine the perks.
Comprende?
Yeah, I comprende.
No. I comprendo, yo comprendo. Conjugate the verb for pity's sake. Oh. Pull the NSH before he butchers another language.
You're kidding, right? Okay, you see, he's always kidding. I never know.
This time, no. I'm going to make sure nobody else can develop their own android. Do it, or you'll be building yourself a new head.
New head.
Okay, I'm not here right now. I'm on the beach with dolphins. And oh, hi, look at the starfish.
I'm sorry, Gadget. Good help is so hard to find these days. Would you mind if I do the honors? Well, here goes. Arrivederci. Ciao, ciao. Goodbye, Mr. Church. Dump this idiot in the junkyard.
Yes, boss.
No, not that idiot. This one.
We should be more specific. An awful lot of idiots around here.
Attention, RoboGadget. Destroy the city and have some fun.
Okay, boss. You at the beard. Come here.
Hello, John. Anybody home?
You sit back and enjoy the ride, Penny. I'm driving. Hey, remember, kids, I'm a professional car, so don't try this at home.
Penny, where's your uncle?
I thought he was with you.
This is bad. Come on, Penny. We gotta find him. There's something rotten in Riverton.
Where you going, Gadget? The chief is very upset with you. I'm going to have to arrest. Hey, get your hands out! Officer down!
Next time you pay for a gadget, don't forget the extended warranty. What?
Let's talk, chief.
Sure. What do you want to talk about? Politics? Florida Marlins? I know you're upset about yesterday. That was the job. The truth is, I want you on the Bradford. In fact, I want you to lead the Bradford case. I think.
Shoot him! Adios, boys.
Looks at this.
What would Uncle John be doing here? I mean,
Are you sure we picked up the right signal?
Of course I have the right signal. You know I have Lojack on my father's side. See, I know what dogs do when they're nervous.
Stop! Uncle John! Uncle John! Uncle John! No! Uncle John! Wake up!
Please don't tell me. No. The NSA chip is gone.
He doesn't need the chip. He's got the heart. He'll do it all by himself.
Can't be.
John?
Uncle John?
John, can you hear us?
He's alive.
Brenda. Ready?
You're alive. It's a miracle. He doesn't need the chip.
It's my Uncle John, that's what it is.
Way to go, rookie! We'll make a cop out of you yet. Buckle up, kids, and stick some newspaper under that beagle. This engine's only got two speeds. Fast and woo! What was that?
Where's Folex?
I'll find him. You drive.
Let's see what you can do, Gadgetmobile. So I feel the need. The need for speed.
Now, if I'm home late, it just means it took a little extra time to overthrow Folex's evil empire. Okay!
Later, Penny.
Woo! Left turn! Right turn! Woo! Where did they go?
Hands up, baby. Evil dude's limo at 12 o'clock.
Master!
Got it. Okay, take the wheel.
Right.
When I give you the signal, slow down.
Okay.
Dang, Doc.
Thank you.
You're under arrest for the murder of Artemis Bradford, Skolex.
God, you're irritating.
And you, you're under arrest for impersonating a police officer.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave.
When don't first get rid of it!
Thank you.
The Gadget Mobile wants you.
I'll go get him, boss.
What's up behind you?
We're gonna have some fun.
I'm gonna make you into a compact. Woo! Time for a factor.
Don't lose that limo.
On the chase, Doc.
You know how to dance, don't you?
Actually, I was taking lessons not long ago in the hope that
one day. Shut up and dance!
Go, go, Gadget! Airbag!
Oh, Sykes, you lost her.
I'm gonna try to find her, boss. It's not good, sir.
Let's use the element of surprise. Oh, surprise.
Brenda, what a pleasant surprise. Brenda, Brenda.
You!
Brenda, Brenda, Brenda. You know, I love it when you call me Claw. So what's new?
Hello, you killed my father!
Time! Gadget here.
It's about Brenda, partner.
Yeah?
Skolex is taking her to the roof. I'd save her, but I can't fit in the elevator.
I'm on my way. You know what they say about nice guys finishing last?
Huh?
Well, they were wrong. Go, go, Gadget. Oil slick.
Toothpaste.
Woo! What happened to you?
Let me put it this way. Oh, I got the Skittles kicked out of me.
I'll be right back.
Oh. Kitty, why are you here?
Evidence.
Hey, Gadget. It's the clip on.
Okay, Brayden. No. Brayden, you go that way. I'll go this way.
Hey, I'll give it to the evidence. Why couldn't it be a finger? I could be working in my dad's store right now, selling nails, hammers, and power drills. Yes, power drills rock. Get in there. Who are you?
Whoa there, big boy. Hi there.
Hello.
Why is that foot in the toilet?
I was cleaning it.
So what's your name?
I'm Sykes.
You know, Sykes, you look more like the kind of guy who should be, helping someone pick out good weather stripping.
My old man had a hardware store.
Telephone! It's mine! Hello? Nicole and Jim, how'd you get the number of my hand?
Oh, Penny, is he there?
Penny isn't here right now, but you can call her at home, okay?
She's not home, but we'll try again.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
What do they mean she's not at home?
Oh, no!
I don't get it, Claw. What's your plan now?
Since my dreams for a global robotic empire.
Next thing you know, you're a minion.
Hey, what'd you do that for? We shouldn't be fighting. We've got a lot in common, except I've got nicer teeth. I hoped that we could have worked together, been partners. Together, you and I could have ruled the world.
Should have quit while you were ahead.
Go-Go Gadget Chopper. How's that?
Sit back and relax, darling.
Really? Oh. I can't see him under control.
Gadget glider! Go-Go Gadget balloon! Go-Go Gadget parachute! Go-Go Gadget giant trampoline! Go-Go Gadget circus! Go-Go Gadget featherbed! Go-Go Gadget hay wagon! Go-Go Gadget bubble wrap! Go-Go Gadget parasail! Parakeet! Paraglider! Parasol! Umbrella?
John! You did it! You saved our lives!
I did? I guess I did. Wowzer!
Just watch out for the big head!
Understood, Brenda. You know, arrogance can sneak up on you, and I've always
thought that... Big head!
Oh, man.
John! Are you okay? Gadget...
Oh, hello, Brenda.
Are you breathing?
I think so.
How's your centrovolecular equilibrator feeling?
Feels pretty good.
And how's your autoaxle lubricator functioning?
It's functioning fully. What is it? Is my occipital piston slipping?
No. I just never realized what beautiful brown eyes you have.
It's a high-fly Solex. The Gadgetmobile pulls under it. The crowd going crazy! He makes the catch!
We made it!
Ladies and gentlemen, Skolex is out, and that is the game! Final score, Gadgetmobile 1, Skolex Zippo! And the fans rush the field! No autographs, please, please, y'all, come on now.
Gentlemen, there's been some kind of a mistake.
Ah, sorry, kiddo. I'm going to have to place your uncle under arrest.
Freeze! Come on, Gadget!
Well, I just thought you'd want to know that Sanford Skolex created an evil version of my uncle to terrorize Riverton.
What, is that true?
Every word of it. She's an amazing young woman. She held up a mirror to my misguided ways in the service of Mr. Skolex. I'm sorry, Chief. Here's the foot. I didn't know any better.
And two Sykes. Cover him, men!
They're all yours, fellas.
Well, sir.
Excuse me, Mirror and Supremacist. Shepherd, Mr. Chaser, yes, it is a credit to myself and my administration that we had the courage to believe in and initiate the
Gadget.
Get rid of it, dare say, Gadget!
This is not goodbye.
I'll get you next time, Gadget! I'll get you!
Wowzer.
A happy ending. What could be better than true love?
Ooh, cute little bug.
Wait up, Fraulein. Did you know I speak German? Perfect Nubian, baby.
Hello, and welcome to Robo Brenda Aerobics. Robo, your host. Robo Brenda, follow me. It's gonna be fast.
Hi, my name is Sykes.
I'm Sykes.
And I'm a minion. But it's been 30 days since I last kissed up to anyone.
This is the coolest watch. It's a radio, computer, even a phone. Testing, testing. Brain, say something. Come in. Over.
Brain is not here. Please leave a message at the sound of the wolf. Wolf!
Hey, thanks for watching my movie. Yeah, my movie. Even though we called it Inspector Gadget. I know you all are wondering. Things with the Volkswagen are working out real good. We got married in Las Vegas in a drive-thru chapel. We're expecting a little subcompact any day now. Thinking of calling him the Love Bug, which is in no way a plug for my employer, the Walt Disney Company. Although when our little one is old enough, I'm sure his first words will be, I'm going to Disneyland! But don't any of you leave for theme parks just yet. All these fine people in the credits made me look good.
Dream.
and we didn't offer you anything for free. Movie audiences are the best audiences in the world. Now get out, go home, leave, Vamoose. You got to go. I am tired. Please go on, go on, go on, go on. Good night, Riverton.